Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, live from Danger Studios. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and it's, it's Monday night here in the studio, and we're starting a little later than we expect, so our Facebook Live audience is with us. I'm here in Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, with Jen Hellman.
Hello, everybody.
Who's basically responding to a comment that one of my friends, Johnny, longtime friend, ever since we were kids, we grew up in the same block, in Margate.
Nice hogfish, Johnny.
Yeah, he's a fisherman guy.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's why. He probably went on my profile and saw that I can probably outfish him, so that's why he
Oh, are you going to challenge him to a fishing thing?
I might. Right. I don't do conventional because I'm a real fisherman. I do fly fishing.
Can I bring my pocket fisherman?
Oh, now I feel bad because, look, he's got grandkids. Their kids are cute. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the great, good fan. And anyway, Sarah Dobrik's supposed to be joining us today, but he has a flat tire and no jack. It's interesting. Like you said, you would... can you imagine if you're in the car with a guy and he gets pulled over, he's a flat tire and he needs your help to change the tire? Is that a deal breaker?
I mean, I would be you better be able to do something else if you can't change the tire.
It's got
to
make up.
You know what I mean? You need to be able to lay tile, hang a curtain, something. But it's a little.
He's got to have
something. Unless you're loaded.
Now, listen, do you really think a guy that can hang a curtain or lay tile would not know how to change a tire?
No, they do. So that's the thing. There are guys that either know how to fix things or they don't.
It would be more like, no, he couldn't change a tire, but he can make a really good, pasta fagioli.
Right.
Or something.
Johnny. Look at Johnny Mandracchio. How do you say his
Mandracchio.
Name? Mandracchio. With his tuna and his dolphin. And
the life, man. The fisherman's life.
Those are just his girlfriends. just kidding, Johnny.
Anyway, welcome to the show. And... we open the show with anything, and, we're going to kind of set up an apology.
Right? Yeah, I really like your idea of possibly having this person here.
And
I think we should at least do the invite.
We will mention the person's name. Now, this person may be, fearful to even be around me.
Why, did you try to karate chop him?
No, I wouldn't. Listen, I would never, at this stage of my life, I would only really attack anybody who is at least outweighing me by 50 to 100 pounds and 4 or 5 feet, 5 inches taller than me. That's the only way I'd feel safe. You are obviously
is
entering
big,
my house.
I can't remember the last time I saw him in person.
No.
Is he a big guy?
No. And he's not a big guy at all. He's a very feeble guy. And, he's going to say, what a prick. Listen, in all fairness, I'm a fat, chubby guy. If I'm going to be, if I'm going to try to be explaining people to the radio audience.
Right. And
right?
I'm just a girl.
Right. You know what I mean? Well,
have a feeling he might think that way.
That's the thing. That's the thing about
she
this person.
Smart,
that's the thing about this.
Big,
and we'll let everybody know, our Facebook audience, well, they don't know who we're talking about either, who are watching us. But, thanks, Johnny. Exactly, my friend. Stay tuned.
I caught that.
Now, we're on the show, and this person messaged you.
Yes, we had a discussion. It came up kind of by accident. I had no idea what your history was. It's one of those where you're out at the bar and you start talking about somebody and you don't really realize that person aren't friends. Like everybody's been there.
Right.
You start talking shit to their best friend or whatever.
Right. And then all of a sudden you find out that somebody that you've had a bad experience with.
Yeah, or that's what it's more like. Oh, you hate that girl too?
Yeah,
oh,
that person did you wrong. And so that's basically what it was. We're going to let you guys know, Facebook and everybody here, but on the show. And you know what? Because ultimately, we are going to probably extend an invitation for this person to attend and sit right here in the studios. in air because, you know, the person that made, you know, how dare you say something without me being able to defend myself.
Right, which is fair. I would love to. I would love that.
No, exactly. And let me, you know, here's the thing I'll just set up in a sense of my experience with this person. It goes way back. It goes back to the beginning of my my comedy career. This person used to run the open mic at the New York Comedy Club where I got started, pretty much.
Okay.
And he was, you know, listen, I'm going to be as unbiased. I'm going to take myself out of this. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to get like emotional or anything or start saying shit. Okay. But, you know, he was a dick then, you know, he would listen, you everybody keep your, but for that, for whoever's running an open mic, you kind of have to be, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Anybody in that role has got to learn how to, if a real nice person has to learn to be a little bit of an asshole.
Right. You got
to
be a little tough. And yeah. I also, like I said, I do have a little, look, people, life is hard. People right. go through shit. There's a reason why we are the way they are.
Not everybody can handle things like Oprah.
Right. And right. even she's probably,
she gets pissed off once
a bitch
in a while.
Sometimes, you know, but like I said, like life is hard. People are the way they are. You got to be a little tough. And
here's the thing I want to say that because I'm always of that level of understanding and acceptance when it comes to anybody I meet in life. You know what I mean? Anybody get out of bad day, you know, anybody, you know what I mean? So I have to, it's usually a layering of bad activity that develops a certain hatred for someone or an opinion.
Right.
That is that much, you know what I mean? So, all right, so this person, and, you know, the person for all it was basically, you know, always tell me, never say anything good.
Okay.
Right? And you know, again, I think...
So your experience is far more in depth than mine. I mean,
I just took it as somebody who was whatever. I don't need this person's, you know, stop running the light. He accused me of all the time running a light. And I'm like, running a light? People, you know, and he just wanted me off the stage because, you know... There was a personal thing. And again, for a while there, I thought it was me. But then when I saw he was treating a lot of other people like that.
I would say that in general, he's some people, you know, I don't even want to say he's not liked because I think, you know, but in general, he has a reputation. For
right.
it. Like if he's somebody you could easily talk shit about, you could sit there and if you could talk shit about him. I just want John to know, like,
he's challenging. You said he
could now
fish.
I feel like there's a challenge. Are we doing inshore? Are we doing offshore? Because I'm an inshore fisherman.
For our podcasters, Johnny Mandracci just took your challenge on fishing.
Yes. And I think it would be fun. I also have been on his page. And
yeah.
I like the boat.
Yeah.
I'm not an offshore fisherwoman, but I would like to go inshore fishing with Johnny.
She wants to go fishing at a pond.
I don't want to go to a pond. Yeah. No, I don't want to go fishing. I would like to do maybe some snook. Tarpon.
By the way, Angela Nacka joining us. Congratulations on second place at the Ultimate Miami.
She is really funny. Yeah. Angela, you are very funny, Angela, and she does great
Congrats.
At these contests.
And of course, Freddie Stebbins, who won the $5,000 in cash. All right.
Getting back, I think that we should invite this person, and I think we should invite them. I think that there's anything good. I think only good could come from it.
Yeah, listen, well.
Like, did you have siblings? Like, remember when your parents used, like, my dad would pick me and my brother in the room and be like, figure it out. And like, if we killed each other, we killed each other. But you figure it out. You don't come out of that room until you figure
it
out.
But I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not as hopeful because I am convinced this person is
not mentally well.
Well, not capable of, you know what I mean? There's no capability of give or, there's no give or take here. Because I have tried that. It's not like I haven't, like, in time said, you know what? I'm going to be more this. I'm going to try to be a little more, you know, less and, you know, and not be as... And even then, it just... Every time something would come up, it would just be more and more, you know, it was just... It just got to a point where I had enough. And a long story short, so this is the way it was treating me. Never gave me respect when other comics and even local other friend comics, Steve Marshall, who knows us both, said, you're very funny. And right in front of me, he's like, he can't work clean. Steve Marshall's like, he just did a 30 minutes of kosher comedy in front of rabbis.
Wait, work clean. This is the same guy who I've heard of, like, made sure that the woman there makes sure that she's more suggestive, that
right.
she's kind of sexy. Well, so I don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
But... You know, I would even be interested to hear from some of our listeners if anybody else has been in a situation where, like, you know, you're kind of like neither one of us. Nobody's going to lose here. Like,
right.
if we never talk to this person again or never get booked at their venue, not a big
deal.
I've
already made that.
If he's never friends with us, he's got nothing to lose with us.
Right.
I'm not making a break in him. He's not making a break in me.
Right.
But we all can agree that it's like, you know, it's better to have peace in the world. So I'd be even curious from some of our listeners if they've ever had like that thing with somebody who... you know, it's not going to make a difference that you're not friends. How do they handle it?
You
like,
burned the bridge.
You officially burn it to the ground.
I burned that bridge so many times. You know, in all fairness, when you talk about calling names, I've called this person a spineless cocksucker. That's it. I don't know how much
I would never see. Now, I called him a dick, but I called him a dick, right. Like to now, his face. I was like, I think you're a dick. I think you're kind of a dick, but you're sensitive. Oh, Shannon.
Yeah.
Is that his wife?
Yes. Yeah.
John doesn't fresh, easy water.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that means he doesn't do fresh water fish. He only does sea fish.
That's not inshore. That's not what inshore is. Light it on fire, Mike McConville says. Burn it to the ground.
Yeah.
Burn it to the ground.
All right. So let's just make this more. So this guy never gave me respect as a comic. Basically, as a comic, though, I made my own way. You know, I didn't worry about it, and I moved on. This was for me the big part was ongoing how that would happen. This person would just be this person said to Lenny Travis and Perry Sack when this club opened, the Black Box Club, in Boca Raton, took the place of the old New York Comedy Club. And this is a beautiful room. They did a great job fixing this place up. It's a magnificent place. I would love to perform there.
I've never been.
I performed there a couple times. And you know what I mean? It's obviously 10 minutes from my house. It's got all the conveniences of a great gig, except that the guy who runs it and I just will never see eye to eye. This is what this guy says to Perry Sack and Lenny Travis. Like, Boca has seen enough of these two guys. You know, they could do with a break from them. In other words, listen, I know that's a business decision. He's saying these guys, they've been here around. If people want to come to this new club, let's not see the same old faces. All right, that's a business decision.
Really? Wait, as a host? I could go see Marvin Dixon. Back remember Marvin Dixon had the show at the Fort Lauderdale Improv. I could go there and see Marvin Dixon 100 times.
So we'd agree it's a slighting of the comedic ability of these two people. It's not a nice thing to say. And the thing that always amazed me with these two guys, and I've told them to their face, so I'm not talking shit to Perry and to Lenny, that I'm disappointed that you guys would still work for that guy after he's basically said this kind of stuff. And you know what? As a comic, if you're only getting so much work, you got to take what you can get. God bless.
Yeah, and plus you want to keep the peace. Like I said, I mean, I get it. Some people are cool. Like you just want to keep the peace.
So this is things that were said. So, all right, long story short, and this involves my friend Jim Florentine. He come down to South Florida, his Tavolino's, and he was coming down. We're trying to set up other venues to make it worth his while, right? So my interest is solely for getting Jim work. So we refer him to the Black Box, sets up the weekend great, and in turn, Black Box tells him you can't work Dougie's room anymore if you want to work here.
Which is how far apart you guys?
It's like 10 minutes away. And listen. I respect if you don't do it a week or a month or two before, or if they're saying never. Never, you just can't do it, and that kind of stuff. So that person will say no. I meant every six. He'll say not every 6 months before, every 6 months thereafter. So that's basically never, unless it's a fucking leap year and you're doing it on February 29th. So in other words, all right. The bottom line is. Again, it's saying, okay, whatever. It's basically having no respect for my... And he actually called Tavolino's a pizza joint with a back room. So
he used that pizza joint thing a lot. I've heard him say that. I've heard other headliners tell me that I can't hire you because you work pizza. You work at pizza flipping wing places.
Let me say this. As a business person, that's the person's decision. Fine, go with it. But if you're going to disrespect and use that type of words... I could tell you, Ed Tavolino's is not very happy. He wanted to go to the Black Box and you introduce himself as the pizza place. True.
You're right. You know what? I have eaten at Tavolino. And Tavolino, actually, it's one of my favorite rooms that I ever worked down here. And we do like a family style dinner. Yeah. It's so much fun. You know, you hang out with one another, and it was far from a pizza place.
So it's a buildup of all this condescending stuff. Then it was this. Telling comics they can't work for me. And I told him, I said, we went at it. I said, why would you disrespect me? You know, I could do whatever the fuck I want to do kind of thing to me. And I said, all right, well, guess what? You're an asshole to me. You know what I mean? You're not going to work here. You're never going to work my club. Okay. I won't work your room.
Right.
I won't work your room. Fine. You know, and that's what I told you. When we left it, I said, look, whatever. I'm going to be fine. He goes, yeah, you are. You are going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. He's going to be fine.
So,
Nobody lost as far as work.
But here's the thing, the perpetuation of it. Not, you know, listen, whenever things come up, I talk about what's happening.
And even Jim Florentine not working here. I mean, I love Jim. I think he's
yeah.
But if Jim Florentine decides not to work your room, like, what? Okay.
There's other
next.
Yeah, there's other comics. You know, that's why I'm not. You know, listen, as a comic, I can respect it. Like even Rich Voss would, you know, when he does my room, he just says, listen, don't promote it because, you know, he doesn't want to be, he wants to be, you're a comic, you want to be known playing theaters and main rooms. You know, somebody sees you playing in a restaurant or a bar or something, like, whatever, I get it. I'm not stupid, you know what I mean?
Well, I am available to book for any restaurants, yeah. Bars.
But you know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to be like, oh, that's fucked up. Listen, everybody makes their own decisions. You know, the funny thing is that this person, and it worked out great. I'm happy for Jim because basically in spite of me, this person knowing that Jim and I are kind of friends, he purposely, you know, racked up the money and said, don't basically do this, but don't do this room anymore.
Right.
So, and that, kudos to Jim for getting the money.
Got, yeah.
You know, I'm glad I kind of brokered that. I was an integral part of that premium.
Yeah.
Because I should get a cut. I'm like, kid, I'm not going to ask for your fucking money. I got my own, pal. All right. So.
So let's talk about this apology
now,
or this mea culpa.
Right, now, here's what's happened.
Let's get the eight ball.
This person was upset. Again, somebody who dishes out dislikes and just attitude to everybody was upset that, you know, he had heard someone else. And I know who his Snoop is, by the way.
Listen. It's like, who even cares?
Yeah. So any rate,
I went back and listened. I'm like, wait a minute, because he was calling me a racist. He was calling me. And I'm like, wait a minute. What did we say on the podcast?
Yeah.
I mean, with some of the names that he called me. He called me toxic. He called me racist. He called me.
Oh, he said all that about you.
Oh, I have no idea. Was he talking about you? I didn't hear any toxic racist content on the podcast.
The
I was like, what? Wait a minute. Whoa. So, And I'm not any, you know, I'm slightly toxic, especially like right now.
Well,
after,
you know what? Who gives, you know, listen,
some of the men
this
I
is a podcast.
With, but,
okay. You know, this isn't fucking 2020. You know, the show.
No, but I am not a racist, and
yeah.
I don't spew poison, I think he said. I don't know if he was talking about you. Maybe he was talking about you. I took it as if he was talking about me, which I'm like, that's pretty funny, because I'm, you know, other than offering you a really great deal on your website, because I thought we were friends.
Right.
I don't remember talking with him. But let's see. Should we? Do you want me to say his name? Why don't you say his name? Because you already said the Black Box.
Yeah. Well, the booker, he's not an owner, but the booker of the Black Box Theater, Randy Singer.
Yeah. So let's see. Should we have
Should we invite him in? Is that what the question is?
That's the question.
Should
the
we offer
ball.
The invitation to come in and, you know, speak?
Should we have Randy Singer come in? Let's see.
By the way, Shannon, I will. There's some potential dates in the beginning of the year at the VF, the NAMM Nights. There's a room over there. And if not, hopefully someday I'll get booked back at the Palm Beach Improv hosting or something. That'd be nice.
Well, so. Shannon, if you give a shit about me, I will be at the Palm Beach Improv in August. You're gonna have to friend request.
Oh yeah,
me on
and we're
that
gonna
one.
We're gonna have stuff in Boca coming up too. So
yes,
we'll talk about that when
yes.
we come back.
But wait, I don't have this thing is a little broken. But
yeah,
signs point to yes.
Yeah, signs point to yes.
So right. This is it, Randy. Let's just hash this out. You know, maybe like we'll.
Yeah, do you think that?
You know,
would
we
be...
can, or maybe we'll just agree not to disagree.
Yeah,
or maybe we'll be friends. Maybe we'll do a show. Like maybe we won't do a show at Black Box. Maybe. And maybe should we find like a common venue to like, can we do the podcast? Like maybe Randy, like maybe he doesn't want to be on our turf.
Maybe he doesn't
want to
come here because he might feel like I'll sign.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do anything to the guy. I mean, you know,
of course not. I think it would be fun. I think we should hash it out. I think we should be honest with one another.
Yeah.
And, yeah, Shannon. And I think. Yeah, I think the invite is out there. The terms are still gray, but we would like to talk, Randy.
Yeah.
And I apologize to him in my email to him that I'm sorry, because sometimes people, you know what? Sometimes people just want an apology.
Right,
they
now,
just want to be understood.
And let me say
we
this:
we all just want to be understood.
I apologize for the spineless cocksucker comment. I won't ever say that again.
Well, I'm not sorry for calling him a dick because
all right, well,
he kind of is a dick, but that doesn't mean
right,
like
I'm taken back. I still
mean
feel
I don't
that
like
same
him.
Way about the spineless cocksucker
right.
thing.
Right? I don't. It doesn't
time.
Mean I don't like it. Like
right.
There's a lot of like I can be like he's a dick. I like him.
Right.
You know the fact that he's a dick, I get it.
Isn't that a good? I mean, there's people. Listen, I have friends that are. We talk about they're dicks. They
yeah.
just do dick things, but you know what? They're cool. You know what I mean? There's something.
Yeah.
There's tolerable things about this person. But yeah. So listen.
I think he's a sensitive guy. I think he works hard.
Yeah, this is.
He did make a comment. He's like, you know, I got where I'm going working hard. That's why text and copy. Don't you hate that, guys? Mm-hmm. Well, like when texting, can things get misunderstood? He says, I worked hard to get where I
now,
am.
Now, here's the thing.
Insinuating that I didn't.
This, well, exactly.
Nobody works harder than Jen Hellman. Anybody who's close to me.
Now, wait a minute. In sharing this, you know, we have to remember that this person basically was saying, basically sizing him up. When I read it, he was sizing himself up to me. Like, in other words, you were on my show.
Is that what was
show.
Taking place?
Yeah, like, look what I've done for people. I've handed out this much money in my contest.
Right, $30,000.
Yeah.
He contributed. Yeah.
And, you know, and he, as if this is such a great thing. Meanwhile, of course, those who know, the guy made quite a lot of money running those things as well. You know, comics for free. Only one person wins the money. And everybody else does shows for free, which is experience or things like that. So, you know.
Which I was interested. That was interesting, too, because another comment he made in the email was just about, and comics should think about this. If you're looking to get booked at the back Black Box Theater, Randy feels really like that comedians don't do anything for him.
Right.
He wants you to hand out flyers
right.
for free.
Yeah.
You know, beg for, you know, do things for him to get stage time, which, you know, whether that's how you get stage time.
Can I ask you a question? Aside from your own venue, mm-hmm. that's something you've done yourself. What have you gone to? When's the last time you went to a club and said, hey, you know what? You need somebody to stand out and hand out flyers for you this week?
I don't do that, but I do this. In other words, if I'm on the road, like even Casey, I did Casey Peruski's room
right.
a few weeks ago up there in Fort Pierce. I pay for advertising. So if I'm working out of the market, I pay for advertising
right.
On social media for
right.
my show. And then I also do like grassroots. So like if I'm in New Jersey, like I was at Catch a Rising
right.
Star
right.
in New Jersey, I'll try to get there a day early and kind of like grassroots hustle, yeah. go to the mall and get people,
like
talk
I'll
to people to
I'll
get them out to the show.
I'll do a Facebook event and I'll spend $20.
Yeah, I'll spend
on wherever I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'll spread something in a couple few miles, whatever.
Right, and I'll do, and I also book PR. Yeah. So yeah. I try to book. I'll do a press release, or I try to book myself on the radio station.
So basically, he was coming off saying about, listen, this is all the things I've done. These are the things I've helped so many people, but nobody's helped me.
Yeah, apparently, I mean, in Randy's eyes, he is almost like the Gandhi.
Yeah,
he is like the Gandhi of comedy.
He's given us
so much. Florida.
But you know what? The thing is that local comics, don't get a fair like. And that's been my thing. That if you really you have a nice room here in the South Florida area. What you want to do is cultivate your comics. Don't get personal with people and this and that.
Like we just did for 45 minutes.
Yeah, just well,
not you, just people like you.
Yeah, if people aren't like already somewhere, then you're not going to give them the time of day or make them work. And
I say we move on from it.
Yeah.
I say, you know what? The invitation is out there.
We'll send
Randy
out.
Singer, if you want to have a mea culpa.
Now listen, because
broadcast.
You already had a conversation back and forth. You can
we
extend
emailed.
The invitation. You're right.
Yeah, I do. I want to first extend a public apology
right.
for anything that I said that may have ruffled his feathers.
Yeah.
But I do mean what I said. Like you are a dick. And I do think you're rude and condescending,
yeah.
but I respect you.
But he admits that. He admits being
an
asshole.
Yeah, I do. I still like you. And
he
I said that in my
personalities.
Email. But listen, we're going to move on.
Right.
If you want to sit down, I think it would be fun.
Yeah.
Let's
and,
have a man. Like I said,
and,
maybe.
And I'll apologize for speaking my mind when you two-faced me and stuff like that. And I'm going to apologize for that.
Here's
you know,
a backhanded apology.
No, I am apologizing.
No, right.
for,
no I do. I feel
I'm
like it's
apologizing
genuine.
That I spoke out when you talked, when you treated me like shit. I apologize for not sitting there.
Yeah, and
taking
I would even be interested from our listeners to let us know, like, what do you like? What's a genuine
yeah.
apology? What's involved? Like,
yeah.
email me, whatever. Write it on our, write it on the podcast. I'd be interested in knowing what would be required
right.
from Dougie and I and Randy Singer to look like what's a genuine
right.
apology look like to our audience?
Cause yeah,
that gets kind of gray
right.
either. Because you can be like, I'm sorry,
but
like,
yeah,
what where does it?
Yeah, no. I mean, that was mine. That was my official apology, for reacting the way I do when when people act a certain way with me. I apologize
right.
for being that responsive.
That was,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it.
You got a lot of little figurines and stuff.
I know. It's a little,
Ladies, what do you think of grown men with figurines? Like I said,
at least
man,
I could change a tire, goddamn.
Ciro is still on 95.
Ciro's still there.
Our co-host Ciro is sitting on 95 having his wheel changed by tire changed by a woman from...
Yeah, you can imagine the AAA or some chick
AAA,
that shows up.
From the AAA gal.
Yeah. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and I'm here with Jen Hellman. And no Ciro, but we'll be back with things you need to know right after
this.
What about Nico?
Nico Tito.
Hey, it's Peter Leonard. You can join me every Wednesday morning as I co-host on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show. It's Monday night here at Danger Studios in Coral Springs. It's a balmy 80-something degrees outside, and you sweat when you go get the mail. That's why it's time to use Fresh Balls. That's right, everybody. It's a deodorant for your balls.
What?
That's
it. There a such thing?
There is. I'm trying to get him as a sponsor, so I thought I'd give him a little quick plug. But Fresh Balls, it's like shaving your face and brushing your teeth. But remember to save your balls for last. That's right, Fresh Balls. The deodorant for your balls, for those of you in Florida. The women just getting tired. Ladies, right? You don't want to smell go down there and...
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a cool concept. I don't know. Like, if I went down, then the balls didn't smell like balls and smelled like deodorant, I think that would be welcome. What does it taste like, though?
Well, I don't know if they have taste.
Like, as long as it doesn't taste like deodorant.
Maybe I should talk to the owners of Fresh Balls and say, hey, you guys got to get this in, like, you know, flavors?
John, I have no feelings. Mandarin. Orange was making some comments that I talk too much, which I've been hearing my entire life.
You may have
a
point. No? I mean, you know, come on, that's a good thing. Some people don't talk very much. Like my wife's very quiet. You know, sometimes I'll be sitting there like,
yeah,
you know, I got to talk. You know what I mean? Hey, what's up?
Then
I ask a question. Sometimes she's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Okay, you maybe don't want to." You know what I mean?
But does her silence ever scare you? So wait a minute. So if she doesn't talk to you when she's happy, what does she do when she's upset with you? Then she starts.
It's hard to, that's what I'm saying. It was like when we first started going out, I'm like, I was, and no signs. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. You know, it's weird when women are quiet too. Like, I read. I like to read a lot, and it's funny because I remember my ex-husband, when I would be reading, it was very strange for him. He's like, "What's wrong?" I'm like, "Nothing, just reading."
Yeah.
Wait, everything's okay? Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just reading.
Yeah. So sometimes it's a little weird.
Who will win tonight? Warrior or Cavs? Kramer wants to know. I don't know about. I think the Cavaliers are going to take it all the way home.
Are you nuts? I think the Warriors are going to win tonight. Listen, I'm a former season ticket holder for the Miami Heat. You know, for 15 years, I had them through LeBron, and I made a lot of money, so I thank them. I reminded everybody though, on the final Game 7 when they lost in Game 6 to San Antonio the last year he was there, I lost $7,000 because I sold the tickets for Game 7, and then there was
what?
No Game 7 because of LeBron and his fucking cramps. Listen.
Look.
Oh, I'm being toxic. Hold on a second. I'm being toxic.
Yeah, don't stop. I don't want to be toxic. Don't be toxic, but I'm always for the underdog.
Listen, I think the Golden State Warriors are going to win the thing. I don't know if they're going to win tonight, but I think it's over.
Isn't it over tonight if they win?
Well, if they win, yeah, that's it.
If
the Warriors win, it's over.
But then if the Cavs win.
Then I got to go to Game 6.
Okay.
And then I think they play the last game. I don't know. Three games. What? Are they playing Cavs tonight? One more? I don't know.
Okay. So maybe you should go for the Warriors just because, Dougie, do you really want to go? I don't even know what I'm talking
about. The Warriors
are great. I just like to say Cavs.
The Cavs. Yeah. Listen, you know, like I said, again, watching LeBron lift that trophy is like seeing your ex-girlfriend with a better looking dude. I don't need to see it. You know what I mean? He walked away from us here. He left Cleveland first, which who can blame him? I know. I got a few of them.
You got a Miami Heat.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a, you know, I'm part of. Listen, to see the picture back there with my wife and I and the trophy.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah,
a trophy
collector. we got like, you know. Just saying. So what? Yeah, I don't want to see the guy win. I want to see him lose. I want him to suck, and then I want to see what the Miami Heat. Who cares about basketball?
I was surprised when LeBron went back to the. You know, like for me, we were just talking about pride and things like that,
right.
And I love my favorite moment when the Miami Heat did win was posting the letter that the owner of the Cavs had wrote the night that
all
LeBron.
All that bad shit about
him,
right?
God, it was disgusting.
You think those guys sat down at a table at a podcast and made up?
The fact that LeBron went back to that team, I lost a lot of respect for him. Yeah. I understand him wanting to go home and things like that and his girl and all that stuff. But
Yeah, but you know, I think you know. The only thing I could say is he looked beyond that aspect of the guy of the owner, which is interesting because he cared more about the place, the land, as they say, and the people there. And you know what? The kids and the family, everybody that follows him, I could see that. And I kind of admire him going back. But, I mean, listen, I've been to Cleveland, you know. But the real story was he couldn't have his way here in Miami. You know, in Cleveland, he'd bring people to the, you know, it was his.
He had his way with me.
Yeah, no. All right. Well,
no, he didn't. I'm apologizing to him and his wife. I'm all about apologies today.
I know. Stop
sorry,
apologizing.
Randy Singer. I'm sorry, LeBron. I'm sorry to LeBron's wife. I never had my way with your husband.
Now, things you need to know, by the way. Did you know that Puerto Rico voted to, they want to become a United States? We want to be United States. Yes.
That would be Estados.
They want to be the 51st state.
Who does?
Puerto Rico?
Aren't they already?
It's kind of been a commonwealth or something like a.
I would say, aren't they already part of the?
But they, you know,
50 states.
You know, bringing them in as a 51st state is like adopting a 70-year-old that has bad credit. These, you know, the country itself is going bankrupt.
It is.
Yeah,
wait,
their debt.
Puerto Rico is part of our country.
It's like a commonwealth. There's an interest. They get certain rules and trade agreements, but they're not. You still got to have a passport. You know, when you go there, or at least
a
driver's license.
Do you need a passport to go to Alaska?
No, that's part of the country.
What about Hawaii?
That's also. How about Kentucky? You know what I mean?
Wait a minute. Why? How come when we added Hawaii and Puerto Rico or whatever it was, Alaska? Yeah.
Alaska is the 50th state, I believe, or the 49th. No, we bought it from Russia for like $17 million,
anybody
I think
who can
it was.
Shed some light on this. By the way, I'd like to say hi to Phil Michaels and their friends over there at Cox Radio. Phil Michaels chimed in. Yes.
Nice.
Yes, down there at Cox Radio in Hollywood.
The hall is a sea of pink and white. About 350 Puerto Ricans, mostly women, have come to hear their first lady speak in what they hope will be the final push towards a new relationship between their island and the United States. So I don't know. I mean, like I said, they got a lot of debt. There's a lot of issues with the place. I don't know if we're going to bring them in. You know, I don't know. You know what I mean? Now you got to take all those flags and you got to put another star on it. You know, and I wonder.
But I thought they were already part of the 50.
They're not.
But don't they have a star? There's 50 stars.
But Puerto Rico has their own star in their flag.
But don't we have 50 stars on the flag in which one of them is represented? I don't even know the answer. I can't believe I don't know the answer to this.
They want to put that star on our flag.
So they want a 51st star. Even though they want two stars?
I know. They're getting picky. This is bullshit.
Is that what's going on?
No,
are we reading?
They want one star. I don't know if they want the. Because if we put their star on our flag, it'd be too big. It would cover like a lot of other stars.
But they already have a star. No state has two stars.
Well,
everybody gets one star.
I think, doesn't Tennessee have three stars, like the volunteer flag? Isn't it like three?
I think so. I don't know, but Farmer's Table in Boca has five stars.
Yeah.
And that's where my new comedy show is going to be.
It's in Boca Raton, by the way. It's going to be
I just thought that Puerto Rico and stars is the perfect way to segue into the Farmer's Table.
Yeah. When's the first show?
First show is July 14th. That's a Friday night. We got Mike Vecchione.
Great.
Going to be headlining that show.
Just had a great set on
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. I know. He's very funny.
He's going to be at Tavolino's in November, I think, October.
Yeah, I think great. I think you're right. And he's great. And then I think we're going to do our flagship show that Friday, and then we're going to go to Thursday, second and fourth Thursday of the month.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, and maybe every Thursday. I don't know.
Well, listen, anything on a weekly basis. And if you ever have, like I said, if you ever have people and they want to make money, Wednesday, Thursday, it's a
nice
little
run. Right, we can do it. And I'm working with the Have-Nots, too, down in Miami, another great room, Open Stage.
Exactly. You know, and they do Saturdays over there.
And they do Saturdays, so we can just bring them up. You're going to see your favorite talent all the way down the coast from Boca, Coral Springs,
so, Miami. Listen, I don't know, but Puerto Rico, do you want them?
I mean,
care?
Like at this point, I mean, like, why not?
I mean,
I feel like they're already part of, I've never distinguished Puerto Rico as another country or a separate place.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like the fact that weed's legal. It's like, it doesn't make much of a
difference.
Right.
I mean, at this point, everybody's welcome.
You know.
But I've always seen Puerto Rican and Puerto Rico as part of the country. So I definitely don't have a problem with it. Farmers only?
Oh, farmers only. Like farmers only. Dating or something. Sweeney's being funny.
Sweeney's trying. F Puerto Rico. Okay, and that magical moment brought to you by Mike Sweeney.
Listen, if you've never been, I went to Puerto Rico. I one time, the first time I went there was a little 2-week vacation. It was beautiful. I took my wife. I stayed at the Ritz-Carlton San Juan, beautiful hotel. And unfortunately, that was the beginning of when the financial crisis occurred. And I was on vacation as a financial planner, trying to watch the fucking news every morning, watching the market go down 230 points.
Hiding out in Puerto Rico. You know, yeah. Well, let's ask, you know, Nico. What do you think? Nico is a Chihuahua.
He's biased.
For our people who aren't watching and
what do you
listening,
think of
he's
Puerto,
a Chihuahua.
You want to bring in Puerto Rico, Nico?
Should Puerto Rico come in?
What do you think?
Yes.
He winked. He said yes.
Yes.
Yes, bring my brothers.
Yes. My friends.
Bring my French.
And my...
Or my French.
My family yes, should be able to come.
Those pedritos.
And be here.
That's right.
I mean Chihuahua.
And the Chihuahuas and the cacatuyos. Los perros.
Yeah,
todos.
If anybody wants to have a face with the voice, yes. You can find him at the Comedy Dog on Instagram.
There you go. Okay, I thought this was something that you should know. A New Jersey high school student, or New Jersey high school itself, is in trouble because they erased Donald Trump's name from the shirt of a guy in his school picture. Now, I don't know about you, but when I... You
Donald
know,
Trump erased...
Not Donald Trump. The high school this kid went to. He went to Jersey, right? He wore a Trump Pence shirt,
okay,
looks like.
Okay, Trump Pence.
In his high school photo. Wasn't his graduating class photo, I mean, mind you.
But still, whatever, he, you know, even if it were.
Whatever he wanted to. He had a nice, decent smile. He didn't show his teeth. But says that he took it with it, and then somehow they colored it out.
We have this plan to go to the hottest place.
Yeah.
So they made him color it out.
No, the school yearbook just basically edited the photo. So now the kid looks at the photo and goes, oh, I'm going to wear my Trump shirt. Like, wait a minute.
For wearing a shirt that represents the president of the POTUS?
Right.
So now we're not allowed to promote POTUS?
Isn't that...
Obama's
isn't
face was on mugs and T-shirts, and they were sold in 7-Eleven. Like, it was
that,
like...
Isn't that like a bit of a fascist thing if you take someone's freedom of expression and like take it away? Isn't that a bit fascist?
I mean, it's our president. I think people like Kathy Griffin forgot that. That's
Peter Kramer, by the way, says you have to be on the show every day because we have a great chemistry together.
Oh, thank you,
thanks,
Peter.
Just, by the way, if you like that to happen, just donate to the patron page.
Yeah, then I can come down.
And
yes.
Then we can get gas money. That's why it works. By the way, go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, everybody on Facebook Live, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Podbean. That's our over 600 and something episodes. And a dollar a day, $10 a month, $1 a month, $2 a month, whatever.
Right.
Donate.
Or $1,000.
Yeah.
You know, or 2,
you guys got money. Fucking show.
$1,000 a month. But going back to that's a really concern of mine. No, not like take Trump out of the, take who it is, like out of the picture. And I'm not going to say whether I like Trump or don't like Trump because it's really irrelevant. But someone who doesn't like Trump is just as well to say it than someone who like. How can you be wrong for supporting the president of your country?
When Grant Berardo, a junior at Wall Township High School in Wall, New Jersey, recently opened his yearbook, he noticed something different about the T-shirt he was wearing in his school photo. The Trump Make America Great Again lettering on his shirt had been digitally removed.
That's a concern. And I don't like the school, and I haven't liked the school. I've heard stories of the administrations and the teachers not being sensitive. This is a place to learn about math, science, and history. This isn't a place for anybody to
move their political effort.
Opinions.
That's why they don't teach religion in school, right?
Right, and nor do they teach personal politics. Right. I mean, like, it's happening on campuses, and it's happening in grade school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more concerned about that.
Yeah.
Then I am the administration.
A lot of people are saying it's even like the ridiculing of people of faith that our society, you know, people of faith have been ridiculed and be told to look at as archaic in a sense, like this is the new way of, you know, the new way of the norm of the new world order.
Yeah. And children are very influential. I started writing. I was Republican because of Michael P. Keaton.
Oh, really?
From Family Ties. Remember, he was
Michael
a huge
J.
Dragon
Fox.
Fan. Michael
he was
J.
Huge.
Fox.
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox, Michael P. Keaton.
Thank God.
That was his character. And I was enamored by that because I thought he was cute and funny or whatever. I was, you know, what,
he had a personality.
10. And I always associated with the Republican. Now I'm, you know, in between. I'm an independent. But hi, Brian Troxell, high school boyfriend. No, he was never my boyfriend. I wanted him to be. He was my high school crush.
Yeah.
Do you ever connect with people from high school and stuff on Facebook?
Yeah, I have some people still, you know, friends on, I'm trying to think of like people that are like still my friends from high school. Like I still have like one of my good friends, Mike. He's the actually younger brother of one of my old friends.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm a comic. I don't have friends anymore. You know what I mean? I have comic friends.
Oh, man,
it.
I love that. That's my favorite thing about Facebook. I love seeing like,
yeah,
people
no, I
live, like, the listen, high school
I,
was.
I love seeing
and he
them.
Was a hot crush, and yeah. But he was a nice person, too. Mm. You know, like, I think sometimes, like, the girl you probably had a crush on in high school, sometimes she's a bitch.
Yeah.
But he played football, and he was cute and nice.
I was really pissed one time. I found out nice this people. Girl that I always had, she was tall, brunette. She was, like, one of those nursing student girls. She was she was beautiful. I thought, oh my God, you know.
Yeah.
And I ended up when I got out of high school, I ended up dating this other girl that I went to high school with. She told me, oh, she loved you. So this girl that I was crazy about, you know, what I mean? She was like in Charlie's Angels. You know what I mean? She was
the brunette. Wait, you were going to Demi Moore. You were going About Last Night.
Yeah, listen,
you were going there first.
I'm just saying, she was hot, and I was like, and then I found out that she liked me. All those years, I'm like, but what the
day late, time
what the fuck,
short,
man. Hey, right. Hey, listen, ladies, there's got to be some sort of sign. You know what I mean?
Right. Speak up, Alex. Speaking.
Another kid had the same problem, by the way. Donald Trump logo was
missing. Said Michael B. Keaton. Okay, go.
Donald Trump logo was missing from Junior Wyatt Dobrovich Fago vest as well. So we're wondering who's running the yearbook staff over there. Obviously, somebody who's got a donkey on their fucking bumper sticker.
Right.
It is. You can't do that. You know what I mean? I mean, there's one thing in schools if you don't insinuate type of, you know, arguing so you don't wear it to school. But if it's been, it's one thing if it's not been worn. Like, it's now you're going to take it from an image in a book?
You can't do that. That's censorship. That's illegal. You know, that's a violation of their rights.
The teacher who advised the yearbook staff has been suspended pending the result of an investigation.
Good.
She did not identify. They didn't identify the teacher. Dyer had sent a letter to the parent on Friday saying she was investigating the matter. There's nothing in our student dress code that would prevent a student from expressing his or her views politically. So he could wear the shirt.
But yeah, when it was Obama, you could do whatever you could drive around with your car wrapped.
Yeah.
No respect.
Just saying. That was interesting.
What do you think of teachers?
Listen, thankless job. Here's the thing. A lot of people say it doesn't pay. I've got some opinion. I got a lot of friends who are teachers and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you as a financial advisor,
mm-hmm.
there was something we had 403B. You had to go and talk to teachers about doing their 403B, which is like a 401K for a nonprofit.
Right, right.
And you would talk to them about it. And teachers were the hardest people to advise or give advice to. They spend their days giving advice. So when it comes to taking advice, they're not very good at it. So whether, I don't know if anybody's married to a teacher and want to share that there's some kind of, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've noticed that. But here's the thing. A lot of people say teachers don't get paid a lot of money. If you teach and teach all your life and then retire, you make more money in retirement than you do. They get a great pension.
They make a good retirement. Because, you know, they also pay. It's my understanding that not only do they get underpaid, but they also have to put out a lot of money. Apparently, they spend a lot of money on, like, materials and markers and special things for the classroom and decorations, which, you know.
By the way, speaking of old high school friends, Anthony Marino, Fat Dog, is on the
Fat
Facebook.
Dog.
We call them Fat Dog.
Fat Dog.
Yeah. Here's speaking of Fat Dog, here's something you need to know. One third of the world now is overweight. A third of the world. No wonder the fucking Earth's shifting off its axis. It's not global warming. We're just so fat. The Earth's getting tired.
Everybody just had too much of Tijuana Flats. Shit's good.
Everybody stop eating cheese.
Vegan, you know?
Oh, don't go vegan.
Oh, vegan.
I got to eat meat. I can't. I got to eat chicken. Yes, I got to eat it.
You'd be surprised. Listen, I love vegan food.
Ugh, I can't do it. There's no way. There's no way. I got to have chicken.
What is your concern? You need chicken?
I got to eat. I got to have my proteins like that. I can't do, you know.
If you'd be more full with like almonds.
Oh, ugh. I just won't want to eat
tofu
anymore.
No,
one third of the
so
world
good.
Is now overweight, with the U.S. leading. They say 13% we lead it. Our kids are the fattest in the world. You see that fat Japanese kid smoking cigarettes? You know that picture of the big chubby fat
kid?
Yeah,
remember him? That's right.
Yeah,
what was his name?
I don't know, El Gordito. I don't know what he is. But that kid, you know, that fat fuck, he didn't mess up the numbers. The United States still has these fat kids. Which is, you know, again, getting back to this healthcare thing. Everybody wants to get healthcare, but nobody wants to make their fucking family and kids healthy.
Healthy. I agree.
Like, this is a government. This is like sucking on the nipple of the government, expecting all the answers to happen to us. It's not going to happen. If you know, you wouldn't have to worry about. Nobody would have to worry about health insurance, and the cost of it would be minuscule if we would just take care of ourselves.
People want free health care, which, by the way, a lot of times people don't realize. They're like, oh, in Canada or whatever, they don't have the population that we have.
Exactly. They're running up and down the mountains
and
shit.
The reason why it works in those countries is, yes,
Norway. People always bring up Norway. Well, guess what? The people in Norway, everybody has to serve 2 years in the military with Scandinavian countries. You got
really?
You're 18.
Like Israel. Yeah, men and women?
Yes. Oof. Whatever.
Oofa.
You know, so that's why they got in shape. They, you know, not they're not sitting home playing Wii Game Station. We need free health care as I eat my Go Pocket.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with people. I mean, you got to take responsibility for your health.
Yeah, stop, you know, that's. I'm just saying, I'm sick of this. Everybody wants something.
Everybody wants to, I don't know how long the mentality has been like that, but everybody wants everything now. You know, it's like, you don't realize how important, like, healthcare is really not that expensive. It's just not a priority to people until you need it.
Right, it's like car insurance.
Right.
You know? But, all right, the last thing, maybe it won't matter. You know, here's what you need to know. I was always a big guy and concerned about these asteroids. You know, it was a year or two ago, 3 years ago, we had the one that hit over Russia. Everybody saw that thing, and it was like, wow, it blew up. About 1,500 people were hurt by this thing.
No kidding.
And all kinds of, you know, it was like a modern day, you know, sighting of a thing that hit the Earth, and it blew up, and it was about it was basically the size of a basketball or something. That's
it.
That's yeah. Basketball, it wasn't very big,
and
that
you know, with one hand.
Yeah, you could palm a basketball.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, maybe after you beat John in fishing, maybe you can see if you can palm a basketball.
I'm gonna outfish John and Shannon. But
hey,
make
everybody,
us some sandwiches.
Fuck going on a diet. Nobody has to go vegan. Massive asteroids and popular meteor shower pose a major threat. Scientists say. You know, these meteor showers, meteor showers, they're getting worse. People aren't like, they're like, because now you have more close calls and things like that. But every few years, the Turid meteor shower puts on a particularly good show. New research shows there could be a reason for that. And that's not good news for humans. You know, I'm talking to you guys. A team of Czech astronomers analyzed 144 fireballs seen during the last hyperactive Turid shower back in 2015 and concluded new branch of Taurids exists that Earth drifts through every few years. We're getting into another line of shit.
Wow.
So,
do you believe in that, or you think it's just like global warming and everything?
No, I think there's asteroids. I think, you know, that's, yeah, I mean, while we're all worried about global warming and stuff, we can end up having an asteroid land and cover the Earth in a dark cloud for the next 10 years. No more global warming. Now we're all freezing our ass off with no food.
Now we're in a sci-fi movie.
That's right. But before you do that, before the asteroid hits, please go to our Patreon page and donate $10.
Or $1,000.
That's right.
$10.
I'm petty, right? I should.
Our friends are lawyers and
right.
These
doctors. People got money. Well,
yeah.
Who am I kidding?
Just throw me $1,000.
Yeah, go ahead and make a donation, like $50 a month.
We're in South Florida. Some people poop $1,000. Look, I just shit $1,000.
Yeah, exactly. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Jen Hellman.
Hey.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida. Tired of arguing with your friends on Facebook about who's right and wrong? Why not go out to a comedy show? Here's some suggestions for you. I'll be in Coral Springs, Florida on June 7th at Tavolino della Notte's for the Wise Guys Comedy Show. June 14th through the 17th, you can catch me at Coconuts Comedy Club in St. Pete Beach, Florida. June 20th, I'll be at Lexington, South Carolina, at the Comedy Zone, located in Moonshiners. On June 21st, I'll be in Salisbury, North Carolina, at the Comedy Zone, that's located in the City Tavern. June 22nd, going to be in Georgia at the Loft in Columbus, Georgia. And on Saturday, June 24th, you can catch me at Fort Walton Beach, Florida, at the Comedy Zone, located at the Block. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com, and be sure to follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Dougie Dangerous. Thanks for listening. Go out and see some live comedy in your neighborhood and have fun. Take care, everybody. Yeah.
Hi, this is Ty Rivera, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. He's not a dickhead and he's not popping peas.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's straight from the headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Wow. Welcome back. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. Not like doom. Yeah. This isn't doom like asteroids and stuff and fat people all over. These are stories with
Trump shirts.
Yeah. And with some overzealous teacher. Get that. Remove that Trump from, you
Unreal.
Know.
Unreal.
By the way, speaking of removing things, you know, in New Orleans, they removed all the southern monuments of like Lee and all the people
from the Civil War.
Right, from the Civil War leaders and the Confederate side. But Alabama, I believe it was, said, that shit ain't going to happen here.
No, that's not going to happen in Alabama. You know, that's a tough, that's a delicate topic. Because you know what? People died in the Civil War.
Right.
And
a lot of people one of the deadliest wars in history, wasn't it?
Yeah. And there's Americans who that's lineage as well.
That's their history.
Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure I went to college with a girl who was part of like the Lee
right.
family.
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, Robert E. Lee. I'm pretty sure like a girl, I think she goes back to the family. And she's not a very nice girl, but ironically. Yeah. Very, very blonde, very white and blonde.
Yeah.
The fact of the matter is that's also part of American history.
Yeah.
You know, and even with the Confederate flag, the fact of the matter is I get where people would find it offensive that for one race, that is a representation of hatred, race, you know, bigotry, racism,
right,
hanging,
right,
you know.
Yeah, bad time in our history.
On the other hand, it's also represents people who fought a war and died for that war. Here's the thing. I don't think that at the same time, it's part of African history. It's still part of African history.
Yeah, I mean, this is the guy who lost the battle.
That is part of your history.
In a country that moved forward
right.
To change things.
It would be nice. Like, don't look at the flag as a reminder. Look at the flag, a Confederate flag as a time that's very rich in African-American history.
Yeah.
It's important. Don't forget it.
There's a lot of people I would imagine, there's a lot of people that didn't ever see the freedom and wanted it every day.
Right.
And it actually did turn. Now, listen, the flag, like anything, I believe it should be taken down from any government building because it doesn't represent anything of this day and age. So it shouldn't be flown. You shouldn't be flying the American flag with the 13 stars anywhere either. You know, the one now with 50, maybe 51.
Wait, the one that Betsy Ross made?
Yeah, the original flag
She was probably a babe. I wonder like what they're sewing.
You think?
I don't know. I've never Googled it. One of our listeners can send us a picture of Betsy Ross.
She wasn't a looker. She wasn't.
I mean, I've only seen her illustrate. Has anybody seen a picture of Betsy Ross? Illustration.
I can tell you the photos I've seen of Betsy Ross. If she was on Tinder, I'd swipe left.
Really?
Yes. I'm saying
if
she can
sew. I don't know. I want to see her. I want to see a picture of Betsy Ross. I want to see if she's hot.
Yeah. Well, I'll listen. She's
we'll
not
find
hot.
It later. Anyway, getting back, I would like to. I think I feel bad that the flag represents hatred. I feel bad that the flag comes down because it represents people who lost family in a war.
It represents a side. And, you know, to me, you know, listen, I obviously wasn't there, but, you know, the slavery and the basically it was a part of this country that didn't want what the government was doing. They disagreed with them because they had landowners. There was all this kind of interest and they had beliefs in it. And who knows? And, you know, it's part of our history. So the leaders, you know, like I have, when I worked for Hartford, we used to have a big, like a nice frame thing we'd put in our office, which was a copy of Abraham Lincoln's homeowner's insurance in 1817.
Really?
And a copy of Robert E. Lee's homeowner's insurance in 18, I don't remember the date. But it was basically our way of saying, but even back then, Hartford was smart enough to diversify from the South and the North and still try to, you know, conduct business.
Right.
You know? I don't want some hooplehead coming into my office going, tear that shit down with Robert E. Lee. It's disgusting. Right. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Well, you know what's interesting, too? I'm from Baltimore originally, which not only is a very diverse community, but Maryland sits on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hmm.
So maybe that's why I kind of have, like, I look at the Confederate flag and I see a time in history. I see the hatred. I see all of those things. And, I don't know.
Well, if there was so much hatred,
but like I said, I grew up in a black.
If there's so much hatred for it, you know, why was it on the Dukes of Hazzard car?
Because that was ignorant.
But I'm saying, but people didn't like. There wasn't the NAACP weren't protesting that on the car, were they? At the time, you know, I mean, I think it was funny. The modern day one they filmed with Joey Knoxville and stuff. They're driving in the inner city with that fucking
arrow, yeah,
and all the brothers are getting pissed. What the fuck, man?
Well, I think because the climate has changed. Yeah. You didn't have cops killing young black men either. Did you see the whole thing with did you see Ice Cube and Bill Maher?
And Bill Maher, yeah, I saw the interview.
Yeah, it was interesting.
I got into a Facebook debate with somebody on something. Yeah, I had this thing with Marshall Warfield. I said, look, if the word is not to be used as a people, nothing, no special treatment for anybody, but as a people, if you don't want the word to be spoken, it shouldn't be spoken. A word not spoken is not remembered and then told, you know, and, you know, I'm saying I don't want to use the word. It's not a word.
Except when I'm driving and at Walmart.
Yeah, except when I'm driving through certain parts of the town. No,
I'm clearly saying I'm joking.
It's a joke. But you know what I mean? You know, it's just as much I'm not going to use the word kike. I'm not going to use the word spick. I'm not going to use those words. And if I do use it, it's because I'm raging with anger and something and the devil's got my tongue. And that's the only way anybody should whatever have to say it. So when other people.
But Ice Cube was very good at articulating. He flat out said, I hear it from one of my own. It doesn't feel the same.
Doesn't cringe.
It doesn't. It physically doesn't feel the same to him. And I get it. If I'm Jewish, and if somebody, one of my Jewish friends, Eric Rosenblum, makes a crack on Jews in front of me, I think it's funny. But if Hennessy Williams posts something about Jews, I don't like it.
Right.
I don't want to hear any more than Hennessy likes to hear me say, I have a joke where I mention brothers. I don't use the N-word. I don't like the N-word.
Right.
But I do use the word brothers, which I grew up in Baltimore where it was acceptable to use that word. But and when Hennessy told me that, I felt like if he feels that way, then other people feel it. But anyway, the point is, I really liked his straight out Ice Cube going.
It's their word. They've taken the pain.
It doesn't feel the same when
theirs.
I hear it there as I do hear it here. That's the bottom line.
And I'm all for it that, you know, the only person who to me could use it, and based on the way things are black people. Because that, you know, that's the only way. If somebody says it, you're based, you know, I don't care. You know, if you want to use the word, but my point being in a overall society, if anybody complains about the usage of the word, you know, then it just shouldn't be used.
Right.
And now here's a question. I unfriended and blocked this particular female comic out of the Portland area because she was talking about that interview. And I basically said this and somehow she just took what I said and says, you're being this and you're being judgmental. I'm like, what do you mean being judgmental? I'm telling you that I don't use the word and I've never heard. And I told her I know Jewish people. I've never heard Jews use that word.
No,
I don't hear Spanish people using that word. So, and she goes, oh, I'm Jewish, and I heard it all the time. I've never heard
Schratza.
Right, not right. No, but I'm saying I've never heard
Yiddish.
I've never heard, unless like a joke or a comic, but I've never heard Jewish people standing around and that word ever used. And maybe because they're very good at it and only use it, you know, really quiet when no one's around or listening or recording.
Right. No,
she was telling me that, oh, she heard it all the time and they use it. So she was just arguing the point with me. And I said, well, I've never heard Jewish people use that word with each other. That might be why I don't ever really hear the word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in either way, when I hear anybody say that, it's such a really bad word. That word, to me, that's a strong word. That is like, ooh, who,
it
you
does.
Know, it makes, whoa, what the fuck, what's going on? And it makes me turn my head if I hear it, like, wow, something's going on. And the same thing if I heard the N-word. So, you know, all my point was if the word's not going to be used, so instead of looking at it that way, the person was telling me that I was being rude and judgmental. And then it was funny because I was reading all the posts. I go, you know, for someone who's complaining about someone being judgmental, you're being very judgmental on me. Right. You're saying I'm this, typical. I'm that, I'm this, I'm that. You're a fucking hypocrite. And she said something, and then like she was gonna, and I blocked her, and you know, and that was it. But I thought it was funny. I even posted like, isn't it funny how people
right.
will complain about judge people being judged and not being fair, and it's not nice to judge
while
people.
They're judging.
Meanwhile, they're judging you on Facebook,
right?
Like, and they're every like through from a sentence, they're going, "Oh, you're this, really?"
Right. I am very judgy.
Well, I like to understand, so I like to try to put
I'm
things together.
You. No, I'm not.
You know, I studied NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, so there's certain things I can
pick
up.
What?
Neuro-linguistic programming.
Oh.
Eye movement, verb usage, which really talks to the certain part of, you know.
I just want everybody to just listening to know I'm like making weird eyes and.
Yeah, she's alien. So any rate.
All right, so we walked away from that one knowing don't use.
Right.
The just K saying. Word for Jews, the N word for black people. What I don't, you know.
But if they listen, if to me, it's
sense.
A racial word, so anybody's using it, you're using a racial slur, so don't complain about racism if you're using the word. That's
right.
My point. I don't want to hear about racism if you're using the word.
Really? So you feel like even black people should take it out of their dialogue?
I'm not telling them what to do. I'm just saying that if you're going to use a racial slur, if you're going to use racial slurs, it's hypocritical to say to complain about racism.
Well, let me ask you this. Is what about black people calling white people crackers?
First of all, I think it's funny.
I do too.
I don't care because, you know what I mean? If somebody calls me a cracker, you know what I mean? I'm going to, you know, if they call me a cracker and they're coming at me with a baseball bat, I'm not that interested in the cracker word. I'm more concerned about the baseball bat or the aggression thereof. As I say, if somebody uses a word with me, I'm more concerned about the aggression that I'm exhibited, not the word being used. So I don't put much power
right.
in the word. That's my point. So I don't, you know, cracker ass, whatever. But listen, I can understand why someone's not going to get mad at cracker because, you know, as crackers, we weren't, you know, put to work on the fields for free.
No,
and,
right.
You know
Nobody
what I mean?
Was
we
hanging
went through all
from
that
a tree
exactly,
as a cracker.
All that kind of fucking shit.
We were just sneaking into the barn, sleeping with hot black men.
Yeah. So, that's all I'm saying is like, I'm not telling anybody what to fucking say or not say. I'm just saying that if it's going to perpetuate, so thus will be what surrounds it. And that's unfortunate. You know, you can't expect other people to not do something and other people to do it. That's just unfair and nobody's special. Lawmaker mistakenly hands out documents with porn references. Hey, why are they giggling at my handout? Now, I openly joke around one time in a conference call at 7:30 in the morning when I was at one of my old financial institutions. I remember saying, I'm in my office, my sales assistant, I'm sitting there. Whoever fucking idea it was to have this morning conference call is a fucking idiot. And I forgot to press the mute button, of course.
Oh, excellent.
So that's a moment, you know, where you wish you could get back.
Yes.
Providence, Rhode Island. A Rhode Island lawmaker is acknowledging he mistakenly gave his colleagues a handout that showed an open web browser and tabs of pornographic content. So this clown, he goes and prints something from his screen and doesn't realize that his other open tabs are still showing on the top part of the screen.
Oh, God. And he's got porn up. That's great. That's like Wiener. Was that Wiener with the picture of his wife in the background?
State Representative Ramon Perez brought printouts of a Wikipedia article Wednesday to give to House Finance Committee members as part of his testimony in favor of a bill. The screenshot reportedly showed multiple open browser tabs with titles referencing pornographic things like, you know, gangbang specials, Asian porn, and teen anal.
Really?
Do you judge?
I'm not really judge. If somebody's into porn, I don't like.
Ooh, I mean, you know,
I don't even judge cheating on their wife. Like the fact that
infidelity. If you know someone's
well, it depends on the person. But the fact that a politician or a professional athlete.
So in other words, it almost should be understood if you're
like Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
When his wife like that, like you know, the whole thing happened. I was like, what did you think you were getting into? You married. Same thing with a politician.
There's
like,
certain professions that the spouse should understand that there's going to be some like a police officer,
happen.
A fireman, a professional athlete, a rock star,
a dentist, a plumber, an electrician. No, I'm just kidding.
A comic,
an accountant, a comic,
a touring comic.
Really, anybody?
Yeah. Well, that's embarrassing. You know what I mean? Just saying.
But I don't judge now if it was, of course, you know, child rape, anything, snuff, if there were snuff films, but if
perverted, like obviously kids involved, you know,
politician having some porn on his.
But it kind of shows the guy's not very thorough.
I think it makes him look very real. I think he actually makes him
look like a dumbass.
He makes him relatable.
Well, relatable.
Like that- Hillary. Like if Hillary Clinton had some some female porn on her, you know.
She probably would have got more votes.
I would have been like, yeah, I expected Hillary to have some
female porn.
I heard
she's coming out with her own strap on. It's called the Excuse Band. Women distract. I don't know if you saw this lady. I don't know if you saw this lady on Facebook, but they showed it on Facebook. The video went viral of this woman walking down the street. I don't know where it was, but it may have been New Jersey. She was walking down the street, and then there was this bay opened up, and she fell into the fucking bay, like from the ground, like a storage thing opens up.
She was walking.
Yeah.
And the bay opened.
Well, it was open. You
and
know, like,
she fell through like as if like the gates of hell opened up and took her in with like.
Like the old earthquake movies when the earth opens up. Oh, help.
Man, I know some people who I'd like to do that to.
Yeah. Yeah. They come in here to apologize or accept our apology.
Oh, did you fall into that? What is it called when the whole house sinks? The sinkhole?
Well, booby trap that chair.
Sit right there. Right? Remember remote control on MTV where they just
like the fucking James Bond ejection seat. Women distracted by phone is in stable condition after her fall in Plainfield, New Jersey. A woman distracted by her cell phone in a stable condition one day after she tripped over a door and fell 6 feet into a basement opening in a New Jersey, out in New Jersey.
Nice. Put the lotion Carly in the Ryle bucket, said the woman, right? That's like, put the lotion in the bucket.
Surveillance video captured the woman on Thursday as she walked along a Plainfield street. It shows her looking at her phone, walking into the open door, and then tripping and falling into the opening. The 67-year-old landed in the cellar of an Acme Windows, you know, where they film all those Warner Brothers cartoons, where workers were repairing gas lines. Police say her injuries were not life-threatening, and she was probably just very embarrassed.
Now, not to be, let me put my Jewish hat on.
All right.
Who's liable?
It's a yarmulke, isn't it?
Yes, let me put, who's liable?
Based on the video, she was not using due care, so any injuries she would suffer.
Yeah, but I don't know. Was there proper signage? Was there proper barricades?
Yeah, dumbasses. Stop
I would
looking.
Like
that be
to
the
recommend the services of Anajar and Levine. You can pay us later for that plug.
Yeah, right. Jeez, goodness.
Right.
Now listen, that the video is going to. It's like that woman. You remember the woman? It was about a year or so ago. She was walking through the mall and she was on her phone and she fell into the fountain.
Oh,
remember? She
yeah.
fell, and then she tried to sue and she got nothing.
Did she? I would
nothing.
I would go for AT&T.
Nothing. You
I
get
would go for the
shit.
Phone. I'd go for iPhone.
Well, interestingly, you should say that. I watched a recent documentary earlier this morning. It is of a guy who used to work at Google.
Uh-huh.
And he's out there, and Apple said no to this guy. He created an app because he calls the cell phone. These new things, everybody, billions of people have this in our hands now. Billions of people have this in our hands, and there's only several companies who are dictating how we look at this. There's only several companies that are controlled. This is a jukebox. This is a slot machine. Every
it's
time,
everything.
Oh, did somebody like my comment? We keep going back to this thing.
Watch my story on Instagram.
I can't tell you how many people that I see driving or having this fucking phone in their hand. Which,
always.
You know what I mean? I'm like, ugh. You know, I've gotten to the point where I there's a clear stretch of road, and I may take a look. But even then, I get into the habit now.
I'm a red lighter.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm at a red light. I might check some stuff.
I try to condition myself that. Whenever I get to a light, that's when I'll look at it, and then I'm done. But even then, this guy was trying to say that we are being conditioned. We're hacked. They're hacking our brains.
Mm-hmm.
The people that put this thing together and all this shit that's on your Facebook, the Snapchats
Absolutely.
And all this, you're hacking our brains to get, you know, to fall down fucking six flights of stairs.
I don't think it's that. I don't think it's with that intention.
It's a controlling thing.
It's information is what it is. It's data. It's advertising dollars. It's getting down to the nitty gritty of what every individual in the entire world likes, wants, needs, desires, are into. And now they've got a medium to do it. And on top of it, they're just, you know, they're also having a good time watching us creep.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it funny that you can go on other people's pages and yet,
yeah,
you know,
but no, but no,
and not
but,
know.
But not, but, and no one, and you're again, no one's cared about listening to our, who, and that's why the NSA and everything, when Snowden came out, people were like, I don't care. I know people are listening. I want them to listen. You know, hey, look at me. I'm talking to everybody. I don't know.
But even socially, it's a weird thing. I was actually playing Truth or Dare with a friend.
Recently?
And yeah, we were playing social media Truth or Dare.
Okay.
And they made me go and like, I had to pick one picture and like a picture on Instagram of a girl who my ex used to cheat on me with.
Really?
And I did it.
Oh, man.
But that's because I made her go and watch her ex-boyfriend's feed on Snapchat. So they are still friends on Snapchat, but she doesn't watch his feed because, you know, you can see who watches your feed.
Oh, really?
So it's, I actually started it. I told her. So she watched, I challenged her to watch her ex, she had to watch her ex-boyfriend's feed so he can see that she watched it. And she came back and was like, you need to like this girl's, pick one picture and like it. And it's the girl who my ex used to cheat on me with. And then I went back, and then she told me then she wanted me to friend request my ex-husband's girlfriend. I was like, I'm done. I'm out. I can't do it.
Oh, that's horrible. Well, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Michael Blair wants to know if we have a phone. Do we need a phone? You want to call in? We can set it up, Michael. We'll get a phone.
Yeah,
we'll get a call in.
Yeah, we'll get a call in thing. Matter of fact,
I mean, you can call us. He can call you.
Yeah, I got the thing where I can hook up actually my cell phone now to the board over here. But
yeah,
working on it.
We'll put it together. I like it, Blair. I like it.
That's it. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to go on Facebook and find our fan page at Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. We're also on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Tomorrow on the studios, I think Elgin David and Peter Lander will be here.
Nice.
In the studios. And don't forget, you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. How about you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Jen Hellman Media. And I like Facebook. I'm not into Twitter. I'm into Jen Hellman Media on Instagram. Yeah. And I'm into Jennifer Hellman Folland on Facebook. Or Jen Hellman Comedy.
That's right, guys. Don't forget, this week's Wise Guys Comedy Show, I'm going to be out of town, but Brian Coronado will be your host, as well as our feature performer, Freddie Stebbins, who just won Ultimate Miami and $5,000, is our feature this week.
Nice.
And our headliner will be John Carfee from the West Coast, very funny comic out of the West Coast. And I'm going to be Wednesday through Saturday be at Coconuts in St. Pete, headlining all week. Weekend there. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
But you're welcome to come one of those nights if you want to drive there and hang out and do a spot.
St. Pete.
Yeah, it's a nice little place. So that's going to be in St. Pete Beach this week. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates and more stuff. And thanks for listening, guys. And we'll be back tomorrow right here at the same spot.
All right.
Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. There being a light hit the ground.